Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Today on the LA Report. The state attorney general sues the city of Huntington Beach over Measure A, saying it conflicts with state law. Mayor of Los Angeles is calling on philanthropic Angelenos to help fund housing for unsheltered people. And you'll step back in time to a theme park heyday.
Orange County had a lot of open space back then.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, April 16th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. State officials are suing the city of Huntington Beach over a law requiring voters to present identification to cast ballots in elections starting in 2026. Voters in the city passed the measure last month narrowly. Supporters say Measure A would boost voter confidence in elections. LAist reporter Yusuf Farazan says the state's top attorney disagrees.
Attorney General Rob Bonta says it disproportionately burdens low-income voters, voters of color, young or elderly voters, and people with disabilities. Bonta is asking the courts to block the law and says the state already has robust voter ID requirements.
California does require people to present identification when registering to vote. They also have to sign an affidavit when they do so, and lying on a voter registration application is punishable by up to 3 years in prison. The city council in San Gabriel is set to consider eliminating a controversial commission, its Human Equity, Access, and Relations Commission. Tonight's agenda item comes after that commission proposed a safe spaces program for the city's LGBTQ community. LAist Civics and Democracy correspondent Frank Stoltz has more.
The All Are Welcome program would have encouraged businesses to place a rainbow-colored sticker in their window to indicate they are welcoming to members of the LGBTQ community. The San Gabriel City Council rejected the program, saying it was too narrowly focused. Now, two council members propose eliminating the HEAR Commission entirely. One says it shouldn't be in the business of social issues. For LAist 89.3, I'm Frank Stoltz.
The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors is scheduled to vote today on a proposal to ramp up inspections of apartments. The program would require all residential rental units in unincorporated LA County to be inspected every 4 years. And landlords who fail to fix code violations could have rent withheld until they make repairs. Apartment owners argue the proposal is too broad and the effort should focus instead on landlords who have violated code in the past. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass delivered her State of the City address, where she spoke about one of LA's biggest concerns, homelessness.
Now, I refuse to hide the fact that it's 46,000 people. Now, we will not hide people, but what we will do is house people.
To help address this, Bass announced a new campaign called LA for LA to ask wealthy Angelenos to help the city purchase motels, hotels, and already built housing to speed up the process of sheltering more people. The mayor also addressed the looming city budget deficit and says that LA will eliminate long vacant positions to help balance the books. Housing advocates, including some faith-based groups, rallied at the state capitol yesterday, urging lawmakers to place a $10 billion bond on the November ballot to pay for housing. Supporters say the bond could create tens of thousands of affordable units that are near construction but lack funding. Gabby Trejo is with a group called Sacramento Area Congregations Together.
Make that money come through so that we can start building, because the opportunity that I heard, 500,000 people could be housed. Those are our primos, those are our cousins, our tías. It may be ourselves. Our sister Marjorie would be included in that. Can you imagine what that would do for our families?
Among the opponents of the bond plan is the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, which says the state should make it easier for the private sector to build more housing by reducing fees and regulations, instead of borrowing more money and adding to the taxpayer burden. The legislature and governor must approve the bond before it can be placed on the November ballot. Coming up, a look back at the heyday of Orange County's tourist attractions, alligators and all.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Support comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years showcasing Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, featuring over 200 works ranging from narrative film, documentary films, photo exhibits, and new media. VC Film Fest honors our beloved elder cultural workers, linking them to present and emerging artists to empower communities and challenge perspectives. May 1st through 10th in Little Tokyo and in Long Beach. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
Back now to the LA Report. NASA is seeking to speed up and lessen the cost of its planned Mars sample return project. It aims to collect samples of rock and soil to be brought back to Earth. A rover has already collected samples, but the return mission has been hindered by budget cuts, which were followed by more than 500 layoffs at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab in La Cañada, Flintridge. The budget for the current mission design is $11 billion, with samples to be returned by 2040, but officials are considering a revised plan to cut costs and return them sooner. Orange County was mostly rural and agricultural when Knott's Berry Farm opened its doors in the 1920s. That started the county's transformation into a visitor's destination. Writer Chris Epting has a book out called The Lost Landmarks of Orange County. He told AirTalk's Larry Mantle that when Disneyland arrived 30 years later and enshrined the region as a vacation hotspot, that status brought in more attractions.
Orange County had a lot of open space back then, and so it allowed for things like Lion Country, for other parks like the Japanese Deer Park, the Buffalo Ranch. I mean, it really was this haven.
Those attractions are no longer open, but in their heyday, it was common for people to take the day off and see several. They included the California Alligator Farm in Buena Park, which had relocated from LA's Lincoln Park and at one point allowed kids to ride and play with alligators. Morning low clouds and fog will clear to sunshine this afternoon and warmer temperatures. Highs will be in the mid-70s to around 80 from the beaches into downtown Los Angeles and the coastal valleys. Upper 60s to mid-70s in the Antelope Valley, in the Inland Empire as warm as 85, and in the Coachella Valley, highs will top out at 93 degrees.
For listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.